Listen, before we talk Fun Harps, Derry City and all sorts of League of Ireland stuff, how's life at Derrickview? Is the pressure coming on now in the closing weeks? You need some big results, do you?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting few weeks. As you might have heard, we had a change of manager again there. Emma Fryer's departed and Ivan Sproul's back in, who was in interim manager after Tommy Canning left in the middle of the season. So he's back in for the last couple of games. Look, it's going to go right down to the wire. We're sitting in a playoff spot, trying to get out of it. A few big games coming up, home games that we're hoping to get points in. So it's going to be a tough run in, but look, we're all looking forward to it. The team's in good spirits, even for the position that we're in. So, you know, that should help us, and hopefully a big couple of results coming for us in the next few weeks.
Okay, well, we wish you luck over the next few weeks with those games as you fight to stay, of course, in the Irish League Championship. But in the first division of the League of Ireland, there's a number of big games coming up for Finn Harps. You watched them, you were over at Finn Park that day that they drew with UCD. What did you make of the performance on that evening, Keith? And I suppose how they're going so far, because 9 games played and they're sitting second in the table.
Yeah, look, I was over last week. The early kickoff allowed me to get over, and it was a good result, I suppose, not from a winning position when you think about it like that. But I think people need to, kind of relax. There was a real frustration I felt around the ground, I suppose, because they have started so well and they're sitting second on the table, and they were 1-0 up on that game, and then UCD got it back to 1-1. But look, compared to where Harps have been last season to where they are now, it's night and day. You can see what, a settled dressing room can do, and what a manager brings calm to a situation and to a group of players, and the environment that he's created is obviously getting the best out of this group of players, and you can see that with results. Speaking to a few of the guys around the dressing room as well, they're in agreement, not playing overly well, but getting results. So that's a really positive thing to have with the team. And 9 games gone, sitting second, like you say, 1 defeat, a few draws, and the rest wins. Murph does really seem to be getting the best out of this group of players. And going into Athlone this week, which is a tough place to go. A lot of goals conceded there last season. I think we spoke about it there just before we came on. Maybe 15 goals conceded. Or 15 goals in the games, maybe it was last season. But yeah.
It was actually 19. Between the two teams, there was 19 goals scored in the 4 matches. Harps actually only won 1 of them, 4-1, with Athlone winning the rest of the games. Is there going to be as many goals this time around, do you think, Keith?
I can't see it. The way that the team's set up, the way that Murph has them set up, it's not going to be Dave Ball. It's not going to be like it was last year, sitting on the halfway line, leaving space in behind for runners and not being able to hold the ball when it goes up front. It's not going to be like that. You've seen the way they play. They do get the ball back to front quickly enough. I suppose maybe on the surface that's going to be up in Athlone, it will allow them to play. Look, you've got Tony McNamee in the middle there, David Colley, loads of experience, good footballers. They'll be able to dictate the game. They're sound at the back. Noah in the middle, with Matty Mackinson right at him and Connor Torres to the left. So there's sound, good structure there, and a big success up front as well. So he's able to hold it up when the ball goes up there. I don't think there'll be as many goals in the game. Harps getting a 2-0 win at Finn Park in their reverse fixture earlier in the year. I'd expect something similar. Harps to continue on the good run of form. I think Athlone without Dylan Hand, who picked up a red last week, so that's one of their defenders gone, but I'm sure they'll have someone to step into that void. I expect Harps to continue the way they're going. They've been going probably better away from home than they have been at home, maybe down to the pitch. Like I said, it was up last week and it's narrow, it's bobbly, it's hard to play on, but you look at where Harps are sitting on the league and it's not doing them any harm at all.
Yep, I think it's fair to say that Harps would be seen as the surprise package of the first division this season.
I think so. I think the way things have gone, and maybe after the way things had gone last year, maybe none of them more surprised than themselves. But as I said, when you get that, when you get the changing room right, when you get, the management right, and, can bring that, calm and effect, and, can bring in that calm and influence, and, just set the team up properly. I think we spoke about earlier in the season about, you know, what how are Harps going to set up this year? And, you know, it doesn't really change in terms of the first division. You know, people that know the league and people that have been around football, you know, you don't have to play this expansive style of football, you know, to try with maybe inexperienced players to try and, you know, gain maximum points. And so, like, there's no point reinventing the wheel. Murph knows the system. You know, he's got Kevin in there who knows the league inside out. So, you know, they seem to have the right formula at the moment, and just long may that continue.
Yeah, and they've had good results against the teams that are actually sitting around them now in the league. Obviously, they drew with Cork in the opening match, and they drew with UCD. So they're holding their own against the top sides. Now they're taking on an Athlone team that probably aren't as strong as what they were last year. But if we look ahead to the fixtures, there's big games on the horizon later this month. The likes of Cove down at St Colm's Park in Cove on Friday week, and then they were scheduled to be at Turner's Cross against Cork City on the 26th, but it looks as if that game is now going to be possibly, now we're waiting confirmation of this, it may happen over the next 48 hours, that game could be reversed to Ballybuffet. But I know you'd sort of said it to me beforehand as well, Keith, that Harps pitch has come in for a lot of criticism, and you seen it yourself last week against UCD, maybe at times how bobbly it is. But Cork City have had their venue pulled because of the condition of the pitch, and there's immediate emergency work needed now. But the two sides that possibly maybe have not the best pitches in the league are actually sitting in the first two places in the table.
Yeah, it's funny how that actually works out. I think every manager now in the first division will be driving a tractor up the middle of their pitch to try and knock it off. So look, it doesn't really matter, you know, the surface that they're playing on. Like, Harps were able to win away from home as well, which is good to see. You mentioned there some difficult trips ahead for Harps. Cove, you know, traveling to Cove, all that entails, you know, the journey and all that there.
And Keith, is that the worst trek of the year, going to Cove, because you've been there a few times?
I think it is, yeah. It's more mental than actually physically draining, you know, because obviously you're sitting on a bus, you know, you're not really, you're not really exerting yourself too much. But just, you know, being up at a certain time. Now, they might travel the night before, which they have done in previous years. But then other years, you know, we've gone down there the day of and won, and then we've gone down there the day of and, you know, found it quite difficult as well. That's surely their one that they will look at to probably get an overnight from. But then you see Cove coming up to Ballyfae and winning this season already, you know. So that's, you know, Harps only defeated the season was Cove. So they'll be wary of that. But look, I think, you know, once it comes game time, you try and throw all excuses out the window. You know, it's 11v11 to start off with, and, you know, I think that's usually one of the first things that's mentioned in a changing room. Look, we've done the travel. That's the last I want to hear about it. We focus on the game now and try and pick up maximum points.
Okay, and just finally on the Harps, you expect Harps maybe to get maximum points, do you, on Friday against Athlone?
The way they've been travelling, the way they've been playing, you know, they're not giving up many goals. Confidence is high in the group. I expect it to be a tough game because Athlone are good at home. I don't think they've lost at home yet this season, so, you know, that'll bode well for them. It is going to be a tough game. I think, you know, the way things are going, Harps would take a draw there, just on the back of, you know, maybe last year and, you know, a couple of the results that were down there. But, you know, the way they've been playing, it wouldn't surprise me if they picked up another 3 points on the road.
Kick-off time to that game down in Athlone on Friday is at 7:45 for the Harps. We will have updates on Highland here. Kevin Egan will be reporting as from the kick-off time. The other games on Friday, Cove Ramblers take on Wexford. Treaty United are up against Kerry FC. UCD are meeting Cork City, and Longford are meeting Bray on Saturday. So then, into the first division, the Premier Division rather. Listen, Keith, Shelburne are leading the way, and deservedly so. The only side unbeaten in the Premier Division in the top flight. 6 clear of Derry City. I've seen this week as well, Damien Duff once again praising his captain, Donegal man Mark Coyle. They've really been the standard bearers so far in this campaign in the top flight.
They have, and I suppose you just touch on what you said there about Damien Duff, you know, recognising the importance of Mark Coyle, and I think he actually said that he would, you know, fall to the edge of the earth. So that's you know, there's no higher praise you can get from your manager. But, you know, a manager that's, you know, so highly thought of and, you know, with such experience and that, I know I spoke to Mark a few times about Duff and, you know, and what he brings. And, like, you know, he basically has them, you know, thinking that it's them against the world, you know, and he's just created that siege mentality. And, you know, he loves playing for him. He loves the group. He loves the environment that he's created there. And, you know, it was he said it was a bit of a no-brainer once he got the contact from Damien Duff to go there. And, you know, you can see how Mark's career has flourished. He's, you know, scoring goals. He's, you know, making teams of the week on regular occasions. And that's down to the man himself too, how much Mark puts into it. You know, his work rate, his character, you know, he's been, you know, one of the top players in the league so far and this season, and, you know, one of the best midfielders in the country. You have to look at it like that. The way they've started, you know, they've set the pace. You know, maybe lucky in a way last week to pick up a point away to Drogheda, you know, scoring a goal late on. Sean Boyd, ex Finn Harps player, picking a 94th minute equaliser. But you know, that's what it takes. That's, you know, it obviously shows the way that the team is you know, willing to go, you know, beyond 90 minutes to try and get something out of it, and the belief that they have. And, you know, that's down to the manager himself, I suppose.
And Derry obviously drew with Shelburne in recent weeks as well, which was a good result for Derry, having lost out the week before to Galway. They're currently 6 points off the top, but they won't be happy with how things have been going over the opening period of the league.
I think so. I think there'll be a bit of frustration there and around Derry with Rory and with the squad. Like, you know, they won last week, first one in four games. Not really what they would have been looking at come the start of the season. You know, as you mentioned, losing at home to Galway was a big one. But look, then, you know, I suppose it was a great time to play Dundalk last week, and the form that they're in, you know, winless this year, bottom of the league, you know, and it was enough to put the final nail in Stephen O'Donnell's coffin, you know, as he was moved on from the helm at Dundalk. So, look, it's a big 3 points for them, especially, you know, missing their new talisman. Pat Hoomany wasn't involved. There was goals from all over the squad. So, look, that'll give them a lift again. And it'll be pushed the reset button for them. You know, like, they're a few points behind. Look, they're still sitting in second place. Shelburne, you know, we spoke about a surprise package in the first division would have been Harp Shells, probably the surprise package, you know, being the early pace setters, but such a long way to go. Look, teams have only played 8 and 9 games so far, so long way to go in the season yet.
Derry sitting 6 points off them. Listen, Keith, just back to Shells in their fixture this week. It's another North Dublin derby. Shells against Bows at Tulka Park. If Shells were to get 3 points in that, they would be seen as massive points, so they would.
I think, yeah, well, look, derbies are huge, you know, and, you know, like, form goes out the window. Bows at the minute is obviously, you know, managerless and not really knowing which direction that they're going in. Shelburne, look, I suppose, you know, last week we mentioned there just previously how it was a big point for them. They'll be going into this game thinking that they can want to take maximum points, and I don't think that Bows are in a great place, like we just mentioned. So, you know, you expect Shells to push on there and pick up 3 points.
Yep. We mentioned Drogheda as well. Will it be difficult for Derry to go there on Friday night?
As I mentioned, it is a difficult place to go, yeah. You know, for a lot of teams. You know, we talk about the tight pitch. You know, we talk about the difference, I suppose, in dimensions of pitches, and, you know, the difference between maybe the Brandywell, you know, being such a bigger pitch, and then Weaver Park being such, you know, such a narrow, and we talk about the crowd and the influence that they have. So, you know, it'll be a massive test for Derry going there. Will they have Hooban back? We're unsure. You know, he'll be used to playing there, and he'll be used to be involved in that atmosphere with Dundalk, and, you know, how it can be quite, you know, how the crowd do get involved in that game. And that Derry have gone there last season and picked up a few points the season before. They dropped points there, I think maybe 2 draws there before. So look, it's going to be a difficult game. We look at Drogheda, how they've been at home, and, you know, they've picked up most of their points at home, if not all their points. They had a bad result against Waterford there, maybe the second game of the season, where they were beat 4-1, but that hasn't seemed to carry on. And Derry will want to go pick up maximum points. Drogheda will be thinking they'll be able to get something. So again, it could be a tough one to call, but I think Derry might edge it this time.
Derry have some big games coming up over the next month, including two of the title contenders. They'll be playing Shells again at the Brandywell. It's going to be the 6th of May. But before that, St Patrick's Athletic are going to be at the Brandywell on Monday the 22nd of April. And then the Friday before that, They're hosting Shamrock Rovers at the Brandywell as well. So three massive home ties on the horizon in the next number of weeks for Derry against the sides that will be would also have aspirations of being Premier Division champions, Keith.
Yeah, like they, you know, with all that comes with Derry, you know, like we know the passion that's in there and the crowd and the expectation and, you know, the squad that they've put together again this year. Like they're all big games now, and I'm sure there is massive frustration, I suppose, what has happened over the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks there, you know, not being able to pick up points and losing games that you kind of maybe banked on winning. And, you know, that there is no easy games this year. Definitely there isn't. And you know, I think Rory Higgins touched on himself that, you know, it's going to be a mad league that, you know, everyone seems to be sort of, you know, taking points off each other, especially in this early stage before things settle down. The home games are the ones, if you're looking to win the league, you have to win in your home games, you know, and with those ones that are coming up before, obviously, Shelburne have kind of, you know, thrown themselves in the mix as now one of the title contenders. I'm sure before the season started, Derry were just thinking, you know, it's going to be ourselves and Shamrock Rovers. And, you know, maybe if you get a Pats, you know, that might, you know, throw up a challenge as well. We're not too sure, just going on last year's, I suppose, results in that. But now, though, the way that goes, you know, Sligo have kind of put themselves in the mix as well, you know, with the way that they've started. We were unsure what they were going to do, but the guys they brought in, some of the new guys, the younger guys, have hit the ground running, you know, getting Max Matta back in, you know, one of the last signings just before the league started has been huge. You know, he's chipped in with 4 goals already. You know, Fitzgerald's doing really well. You know, Wavrou, who was at Galway, or sorry, at Cove last year, excuse me, you know, on loan from Galway, you know, he's chipped in with a couple of goals too. So, you know, they've been going really well. And, you know, I suppose we spoke about in this at the start of the season with Decky and the show that we did, that, you know, we weren't really sure how Sligo were going to go, but, you know, they've put themselves right up in there as well. And, you know, it's tough to say. Obviously, we see the early pace setters that are Shells. You know, we expect Derry. We always expect the champion Shamrock Rovers to push on. But, you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, names in the hat there, you know, of who's really going to push for this league this year so early in the season.
Yeah. By the way, Sligo, of course, are going to the Talla Stadium to play Shamrock Rovers on Friday night as well. Sligo and Shamrock Rovers tied for fourth on 12 points. Who would the one be more beneficial to there, do you think, Keith?
Well, I think this is, you know, the cobwebs are sort of being, you know, dusted off now from Shamrock Rovers. You know, Stephen Bradley will be thinking, right, you know, we've had our wee blips from the start of the season. You know, this is now it's time to kick on now. You know, the gap is like 12 points, I think, from themselves, 12 or 11 points from themselves and Shells. They need to be picking up points now. They need to be going because Shells don't seem to be faltering that much. Is it just a case that Shells have, you know, started really well? Or are they genuine title contenders? Will remain to be seen. We know the Shamrock Rovers from last season, they don't need to start well to push on and win the league. You know, I think they were struggling to get wins up until maybe 7 or 8 games into the season last year. You know, they really did struggle, but this was one for them where I think they'll be thinking, right, we need to push on here now. Sligo maybe not having played last week because of the weather, and themselves and Galway, you know, fell victim to Storm Katrina, you can remind me of that one, I'm not too sure. But yeah,
Kathleen,
look, I think,
wasn't it? Kathleen.
Yeah, it was Kathleen. I knew it was one. So yeah, I think this is the one for Shamrock Rovers, especially being at home. They'll be expecting to kick on. They will obviously be doing their homework on Sligo and the threat that they possess. And, you know, Sligo went to Dundalk and scored 5, I think it was, and, you know, Dundalk only drew 1-1 with Shamrock Rovers early in the season. So look, it is a game that's, you know, set up to be a real cracker, but I would expect Shamrock Rovers to, you know, get the home win, get the 3 points.
Yeah, well, Dundalk are playing Pats and Waterford are taking on Galway United in the other two games in the Premier Division. Listen, Keith, being a meteorologist wasn't your strong point, but you do know your football, and we thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. Enjoy the ball at the weekend, and we're hoping for a Harps one on Friday.
Cheers, Oisín.